Sports Week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the April 19th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, which resumes its third season on April 26th when Nile Conference games tip off in Cairo, Egypt. Just as in BAL Season 2, each of the six teams in Cairo will feature one player from the NBA Academy Africa under the BAL Elevate program. Simply put, the program is designed to elevate the Academy's young players, giving them a chance to gain valuable experience by playing with and against older professional players. 18-year-old BAL Elevate player Churchill Abbas is from Nigeria. Churchill played for defending BAL champion U.S. Monastir of Tunisia, which was eliminated last month in Sahara Conference play. Churchill says it was a great learning experience.
Well, I learned a lot from the game, you know. I got a lot of veterans in my team that taught me a lot on the court. You know, I learned about patience and all that on the court. It was good. And other players, I think I learned a lot from the game.
Like Churchill Abbas, Senegalese player Assane Mandiang is based in Dakar at the NBA Academy Africa.
It is an academy for us to help us have a good future. It gives us solutions, offers to go to the United States. We are here to try to evolve every day and to have opportunities to play in the NBA.
NBA Academy Africa is not just about basketball, it's also a school of life. Academy resident Aguinaldo Neto is from Angola.
I live like a pro. Practice school, practice school. Here you learn how to be a pro, how to live in community, how to socialize, how to respect each other because there are so many different cultures. Everyone from different countries, so that's requires a good discipline to be here.
NBA Academy Africa wants to be a major player in developing top basketball players for Africa and the world. The basketball operations manager for NBA Africa is Frank Traore.
We are working with young Africans to give them the training they need to become professionals. And the idea is that in the long term, there will be no difference between a young person who leaves our academy and a young person who has been discovered in the United States or in Europe. That's the idea, and we are getting there, because right now we have the best players. Some players here are the best in the whole world. And they are here, they are African, trained and developed in Africa. And one day they'll make our continent proud.
A recent NBA Academy showcase in Senegal brought together 71 junior hopefuls from 26 different countries. They were able to show their talents in front of recruiters, U.S. college coaches, and NBA observers. Season 3 of the Basketball Africa League is here. Coming up on April 26th, Nile Conference action tips off in Cairo, Egypt. Local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt will host Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique in the opening Nile Conference game. We'll be broadcasting that game and other Nile Conference encounters right here on The Voice of America. The Voice of America will once again be flexing its multilingual broadcasting muscles. We've been broadcasting the BAL games on radio in English, French, Bambara, Portuguese, and Kinyarwanda. Multilingual broadcasting muscles. Yes, the Voice of America has them. And we urge you to tune in when Nile Conference action begins on April 26th in Cairo, Egypt. The Basketball Africa League, right here on The Voice of America. One of the teams that will be making its BAL debut in Cairo is City Oilers from Uganda. In this Encore feature team profile, John Sentama tells us more about the City Oilers.
The City Oilers Basketball Club has been playing at the Grand Stage since its establishment 12 years ago, competing at such championship games as FIBA and the National Basketball League, where it's locked in 8 consecutive National Basketball League championships since 2014. However, where it comes to big competition, none on the African continent beats the Basketball Africa League Ball Championship. City Oilers veteran players like Tony Drileba and team captain James Okello acknowledge that playing at the Ball is a dream come true.
It's been a long wait for us. The first time around, you know, we fell short in 2019. It was very heartbreaking, and it took us a much longer time because of COVID to be able to get back to this point, you know. And now to even just think about the games coming up, and, you know, we're part of the best 12 teams in Africa, it's a very unbelievable feeling.
The team attributes its high-level play that helped it secure a Ball regular season slot last November in South Africa to adding new players like Fayed Bali, Titus Luwal and Jermaine Roy Brock Jr. to the established stars like Jimmy Enabu and Ben Komakich.
The way that recruitment has been done is based on what we need as a team, depth, experience. Some of the new players can really play. I think the management has made the necessary adjustments to the team.
City Oilers coach Mande Juruni is unfazed by the team's competitors.
We want to continue building chemistry in the team that we had. Obviously, there are some weaknesses that we saw in South Africa that we need to correct. And because of that, you know, we might add in one or two players to reinforce the team. We have the experience, so we're up for it. We know what's ahead of us. We know what we need to do for us to be able to compete.
Let's go, Oilers! Let's go! Let's go, Oilers! Let's...
As the team prepares, fans are expectant of a victory from their favorite team.
My name is Angela, a big, big fan of City Oilers, and I love Tony, Jimmy, Koma, basically the whole team. I love the whole team.
My favorite player, actually, I have many, but one in specific, Iron Man, Oxy Okello James, of course.
My favorite player, I am saying this because of where he took us when we were in the qualifiers in South Africa, Philando Jones.
My favorite coach is definitely our real coach, Mande Juruni, who's taken us miles and we're still going miles.
I expect nothing but to qualify. My boys have worked so hard to be in this position, so I'm very sure they also expect to qualify to go to Kigali come May after Cairo.
I can say all players are really good, because every player is good in his or her, his position and the caliber they play, the games they play.
And obviously, we all want to win the belt title and bring it back home.
I believe so. We are going to make it come May in Kigali.
We expect nothing less. We expect them to, you know, bring it back home so that we all celebrate together. And we are wishing them the best to qualify. And we know that they can do it because they are an amazing team and they have great teamwork.
It's not only the talent, but also the discipline of the team and the communication of the players, whether new or old, the discipline of the players that pushing us to ball. So we are focused, we are determined to take the championship.
Let's go, Oilers, let's go! Let's go, Oilers, let's go!
My favorite coach, of course, that's Coach Mande Juruni. Then my favorite player for the next ongoing ball, we have Titus Raul. He's just joined us. Very good shooter, very good in the paint. Then, of course, expectations for the ball, it's our debut. We expect to, of course, not be there for numbers. We want to go out there and compete, give out the results. And, of course, we'll be representing our country, Uganda.
Reporting for VOA, this is John Sentamu from Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, John. The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA playoff action Tuesday night, the Boston Celtics, the Phoenix Suns, and the Cleveland Cavaliers all scored first-round victories. The Cavaliers even their best-of-seven series with the New York Knicks at one game each, with a 107-90 victory at home. Darius Garland scored a playoff career high 32 points for Cleveland, and Darius also made 6 three-point baskets. Meanwhile, Boston took a 2-0 lead over Atlanta, clipping the wings of the visiting Hawks, 119-106. The AP's Gethin Coolbaugh reports from Boston, Massachusetts.
The Boston Celtics stormed out to a 2-0 series lead in their first-round Eastern Conference matchup with the Atlanta Hawks, winning 119-106 in Game 2. Boston stars Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown set the tone with 29 and 18 points respectively, while Derek White provided a big boost, scoring 26.
Those guys are top, 15, 10 guys in the league. So you get a lot of attention, and it just opens up the court for myself.
DeJounte Murray led the Hawks with 29 points, and Trae Young added 24.
I could be better. I didn't shoot the ball really well. I didn't have some turnovers where I was just driving and left my hands, but I'm going to be better at home.
Gethin Coolbaugh, Boston.
Thanks, Gethin. And out west, the Phoenix Suns even their series with the Los Angeles Clippers at one game each. The AP's George Tanner reports from Phoenix, Arizona.
Devin Booker scored 18 of his game-high 38 points in the third quarter to lead the Suns to a 125-109 victory over the Clippers and tie their Western Conference playoff series at one win apiece. The Suns bounced back from a 13-point second-quarter deficit, with Booker hitting a three-pointer to tie the game at halftime.
It was obviously a point of emphasis for us to have a better start, but you know, you're still not promised that you're going to make all your shots. So, and just felt the game out, settled into it, seen what they were doing, and just went from there.
Kawhi Leonard led the Clippers with 31. Game 3 of the series is Thursday in Los Angeles. George Tanner, Phoenix.
Thanks, George. Still with the NBA playoffs, Miami Heat guard Tyler Hero says he will undergo surgery Friday for his broken right hand and probably won't return this postseason unless the Heat wins the Eastern Conference title. Hero says his injury requires 4 to 6 weeks of recovery. Game 1 of the NBA Finals is set for June 1st. Hero injured his hand Sunday while diving for a loose ball late in the second quarter of Miami's 130-117 victory over the top-seeded Milwaukee Bucks in Game 1 of their playoff series. Game 2 is later Wednesday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo, who suffered a back injury against Miami in Game 1, did not practice Tuesday, but Milwaukee's head coach, Mike Budenholzer, expressed optimism about Giannis's status ahead of Game 2. Budenholzer says Giannis has been getting treatment. We'll see how he feels. And in Budenholzer's words, there's been a lot of progress. Giannis played only 11 minutes in Game 1, and I know many NBA fans are hoping he'll get healthy ahead of Game 2. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is at VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports as well as past episodes. And check out some of the other VOA programs at voaafrica.com. There's lots of information there. In UEFA Champions League football Tuesday, AC Milan and defending champion Real Madrid advanced to the Final Four of the premier European competition. Milan drew 1-1 at Napoli and advanced on a 2-1 aggregate. Madrid scored a 2-0 win at Chelsea and completed a 4-0 aggregate victory. Real Madrid has won the UEFA Champions League a record 14 times. And this is the 11th time in 13 seasons the Spanish Giants have reached the Final Four. For reaction, Iron Mike Imbonier spoke with the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. Fisayo Dairo.
Real Madrid showed once again why they are the giants of European football. Having won the competition a record 14 times, they showed year after year that they are heads and shoulders above all other competitors on the field. They are not on a particularly good form on the domestic scene, but here on the continental scene, they've torn apart Chelsea 2-0 on each leg. And on Tuesday night in London, although the English side had the better of the first half, they should have really scored at least one. But in football, when you fail to take your chances against a top side like Real Madrid, then it's a recipe for failure. And that's what happened in the end. The moment Real Madrid got a chance to score in the second half, they did, courtesy of the Brazilian Rodrigo Goes, and they never looked back ever since then. It was really a game that showed that it's a testament of Real Madrid's powers when it comes to European football. They were in the semi-final 2 years ago, and they won it last year, and now they are in the semi-final once again, where they'll be waiting for perhaps Manchester City after their healthy lead in from the first leg against Bayern Munich. Kudos to Don Carlos Real Madrid and with the way they've done it again in the highest stage.
In another quarterfinal game, AC Milan defeated Napoli to advance to the semi-final of the UEFA Champions League. What's your take on the game?
The game at the Maradona Stadium in Naples between Napoli and AC Milan was quite more dramatic than the Chelsea-Real Madrid game in London. With a slender 1-0 lead from the first leg, the Rossoneri, as AC Milan are called, really knew they have to dig deep against Napoli, who are the table-topping side in the Italian league. and they really had a chance to go in front early in the game when they were awarded a penalty, but former Chelsea striker Olivier Giroud had his spot kick saved by the goalkeeper. By and large, they were still able to get the first goal in the game, which was very, very pivotal. It's also courtesy of Giroud after an impressive run by Rafa Leao, the Portuguese winger. In the second half, Napoli huffed and puffed. They couldn't get back into the game earlier enough. They only got a consolation goal, an equalizer by Nigerian striker Victor Osimhen in stoppage time. But that was not enough to give Milan a place in the semi-final for the first time since 2007. And that was the last time they won the Champions League. It's some sort of renaissance for Milan. And a lot of football fans are very happy to have them back among the big guns in Europe.
Fesayo, in the UEFA Champions League games played on Tuesday, did African players contribute to the success recorded by the teams?
When we look back at the quarterfinal fixtures, the goal by Algerian midfielder Ismaël Bennassar for AC Milan last week in San Siro eventually proved decisive for the Rossoneri. Bennassar was once again in action last night for Milan, and a thick of the midfield played full 90 minutes and also provided steel and creativity for Milan as they grinded out that 1-0 draw against Napoli. For their victims, Napoli, I did mention how Nigerian striker Victor Osimhen headed home in stoppage time to score, although too little too late for the Serie A table toppers. That was a worthy contribution for the Nigerian who missed that first leg. And then Luciano Spalletti will have been wondering what could have been if Osimhen was available to play that first leg game in San Siro. The game in London had no African in action, of course, but it still preserved some spectacle. On Wednesday, we expect to see a couple of Africans playing for Bayern Munich and then Manchester City in the UEFA Champions League decisive quarterfinal second leg game in Munich.
That's Fesayo Dairo, the chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And Fesayo spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Port Harcourt, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Fesayo Dairo, chief football writer at ACLSports.com. And you are listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, a conversation with Congresswoman Lois Frankel, a Democrat from the state of Florida. One of her most well-known constituents is former President Donald Trump. A member of the powerful House Appropriations Committee, Frankel oversees the budgets of numerous federal agencies and advocates for women's rights at home and abroad. A conversation with Congresswoman Lois Frankel this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, which resumes its third season on April 26th when Nile Conference games tip off in Cairo, Egypt. Six teams will compete in Cairo. Local favorite Al Ahly of Egypt, Cape Town Tigers of South Africa, City Oilers of Uganda, Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique, Petro de Luanda of Angola, and Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, of Guinea. Each team will play five conference games, and the top four teams will advance to the BAL playoffs next month in Kigali, Rwanda. Petro de Luanda advanced to the BAL final last year before losing to U.S. Monastir of Tunisia, 72-83. Monastir, meanwhile, will not be defending its title in Kigali. The Tunisian team, surprisingly, did not finish among the top four teams in Sahara Conference play last month in Dakar, Senegal. Can Petro de Luanda lift the BAL trophy this year? That's the question I posed to Angolan big man Bruno Fernando of the NBA's Atlanta Hawks team.
I believe so. You know, I think they, they got a great coach. They got the potential. They got a lot of great players. You know, they got some of the greatest players in our history. They are representing their team right now. And, you know, I think that, they got what it takes. And, obviously they want to win the BAL. And obviously I think people got to put in the kind of X factor right there. The player they signed from the Ivory Coast, Solo Diabate, that's his name. He's been in the finals twice and he won. So okay. I think the fact that Petro signed him, he might be like that card that makes them win now. You know, that's going to make three in a row for him. So, you know, hopefully they win and I'm cheering for them. And, hopefully they get it done this time.
Meanwhile, South African big man Peter Prinsloo is also hoping to get it done this time. The Cape Town Tigers captain is confident the team can reach the BAL final.
Obviously, last season for us, we ended in quarterfinals, and it was a disappointing ending to see how it, went during that game. You know, for us this year, we don't see ourselves not at least playing in the finals to lift the trophy. We know the team that we have this year is significantly more cohesive. Last year on paper, we had a very talented team, but there was a lack of chemistry when you're trying to plug so many players in at a certain time point. This year, the guys that we have a great chemistry and play incredibly well as a team. So now you have a whole lot of individual talent that plays together. We defend a lot better. So we don't see ourselves outside of the finals this year. It would be a disappointment for us, honestly, if we're not in the finals and our obviously ultimate goal to raise that trophy. But we feel like this year, with the team that we have and what we've been doing, that we should be in the finals. Otherwise, we didn't perform.
Peter Prinsloo and the Cape Town Tigers will play their first Nile Conference game on April 27th when they go against Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, SLAC, in Cairo, Egypt.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Mitchell-Sredovic, national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, recently held the draw for the quarterfinals of its premier club competition, the Champions League. Samson Omale reports.
Record champions Al-Hakli and Morocco's Raja Casablanca will face off in the quarterfinals of the CAF Champions League for a second consecutive season after the two North African giants were paired. Al-Hakli will host the first leg in Cairo. Meanwhile, defending champions Wydad Casablanca will play Tanzanian side Simba SC, with the first leg set to be staged in Dar es Salaam. Simba will be familiar with the surroundings in Casablanca as they face up with Wydad's arch rivals, Raja, in the group stages, losing 3-1. The last meeting between the two sides was in the 2021 season in the special playoff match, where Wydad won 3-0. Ali Chusema Coucha Robertino is Simba's coach.
In card final now in Champions League, don't have easy game. We need to understand, Simba Sports Club is ready to play with all teams. You know, we win 7-0 and a good result, a good performance. But now I think it's very important to give priority for looking for a good strategy, because I believe too much in my players. Simba is big club, have experience in Champions League too. I think our objective will be play well and win.
In other fixtures, 2016 champions Mamelodi Sundowns will continue their campaign for a second title with the first leg of their quarterfinals in Algeria against CR Belouizdad. Another Algerian side, JS Kabylie, will host Esperance of Tunisia in the first leg of the fourth quarterfinal duel, another enticing North African derby. The quarterfinals are scheduled for the weekend of April 21st to the 22nd and the return fixtures a week later. The semifinals will be played on May 12th to the 13th, with a second leg a week later.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson Omale.
Hey,
wraps up the April 19th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.